Title: Fotech Masterclass. Warp the Bass Wobble in Ableton Live 12 for Rave Lace Tension. Intro. Welcome. In this intermediate mixing lesson, we'll turn a bass wobble audio loop or a recorded synth wobble into a tense, rave-ready low end using only Ableton Live 12 stock tools. The focus is on creative warping with texture mode, surgical low end control, multiband dynamics, and automation so the wobble breathes and pins energy through builds and drops without muddying the sub. These are practical Ableton native techniques suited for drum and bass. What you'll build: by the end you'll have a processed wobble track that holds a tight mono sub under about 120 Hz, warps rhythmically and texturally using texture warp mode, clip transpose automation, grain delay, and frequency shifter sits cleanly with sidechain, multiband dynamics, and parallel saturation uses automation to increase rave lace tension before drops. Session setup: import a bass wobble WAV or record a short wobble from Waveatable or Operator and drop it into an audio track named Wobble. Set your project tempo. A. Clip warping. Texture and micro timing 1. Double-click the clip, enable warp and set warp mode to texture. Texture is ideal for tonal, looped wobble because it granularly resynthesizes pitch and timbre. 2. Set grain size between about 30 and 60 milliseconds for a thick wobble. If you want crispy jitter, try 1025 ms. Set flux around 10-30% to add movement without turning the wobble into noise. 3. Use the clip transpose envelope, clip envelope sample transpose to create pitch motion. For subtle tension, automate plus or minus 0.2 to 1.0 semitones for micro pitch drift. For stuttered tension before a drop, automate quick jumps of plus or minus 2 to 6 semitones. Draw short tempo synced ramps over 1/16 or 1/8 notes so pitch changes glide musically. 4. Tighten micro timing. Add warp markers at transient peaks and nudge a few markers a few milliseconds off grid. Small moves. Big feel Fotech style precision. B. Device chain. Foundational mixing. Insert these devices in order on the wobble track. Utility pre for gain staging and mono/sub handling. EQ8 for surgical cuts and M/S shaping. Multiband dynamics to tame mid energy grain delay for metallic texture and rhythmic ghosting. Frequency shifter for micro pitch and formant. Texture saturator on ascend or parallel track for harmonic weight. Compressor glue or stock compressor for gentle glue and sidechain. Utility post for final width and gain. C. Sub and mono control 1. Put in EQ8 early, high pass at 20-30 Hz, 24 dB/octave, to remove a notable rumble. Switch EQ8 to MS mode and reduce side low energy below 120 Hz with a low shelf cut around minus 6 dB, so the sub stays mono. 2. For rock solid sub, duplicate the wobble track to a sub mono track. On the duplicate, use an auto filter low pass at 120 Hz and set utility width to 0% to lock it mono. Blend the sub mono track back under the textured wobble. This keeps character while locking sub energy. D. Multiband control for clarity 1. Add multiband dynamics and split roughly low 20-120 Hz, mid 120-800 Hz, high 800 Hz and up. 2. Compress the mid band lightly. Ratio around 2:1:3:1, attack 10-30 ms, release 80-200 ms, to tame resonances that compete with kick and snare. 3. Keep the low band compression minimal or bypassed so the sub remains punchy. Use the high band to control fizz and bright harmonics. E. Textural warp with grain delay 1. Insert grain delay after multiband dynamics. Set delay time to a tempo synced value like 1/16 or dotted 1/16 for rhythmic ghosting. 2. Bray 0-20% for subtle randomness, up to 40% for chaos. Pitch small sense plus or minus 5-20 for chorus like to tune, larger for pitched repeats. Repeat values around 0.2-0.5, avoid long tails. 3. Automate grain delay dry/wet and pitch. Ramp dry/wet up to 20-40% in the pre-drop bars to add metallic ghosting without changing the low end. F. Frequency shifter for micro formant and width 1. Place frequency shifter after grain delay. Use small shift values, 0.1-2.0 Hz, for subtle phase/formant motion. Use larger values for harsher textures. 2. Keep mix low normally, 0-15%. And spike to 30-50% during buildups. 3. For stereo character, offset left and right slightly with parallel instances, for example plus 0.5 Hz left and minus 0.5 Hz right, and blend. G. Parallel saturation and harmonic reinforcement 1. Send to a return call to say TPAR. On the return, use saturator with drive around 26 dB and soft clip. Optionally, high pass the return above 40 Hz if you want only mids and high saturated. 2. Blend the return to taste. This adds grit without overloading the sub. H. Glue and sidechain to make space for the kick 1. On the wobble track, add compressor in sidechain mode. Route the kick bus as the sidechain input. 2. Try ratio 3:1, attack 15 ms, release 80 150 ms. Dial threshold to get roughly 26 dB of ducking on kick hits. This keeps the wobble breathing with the kick and prevents masking. I. Automation to sculpt tension, automate these elements across the arrangement. Clip transpose, small upward ramps toward the drop create perceived tension. Brain delay dry slash wet and spray. Increase in the last 4-8 bars of a build. Frequency shifter mix and shift. Slow rise across the build. Send to sat par. Raise the send in the final bars for added grit. Multiband dynamics mid-band threshold. Slightly more compression during the build for sucked intention. Also use short volume automation 1/32 or 1/16 envelopes to create quick gating or stutter effects reminiscent of Photex tight edits. J. Final checks and glue bus 1. Put a spectrum analyzer on the master or a bass bus to verify the sub stays clean. Make sure no unexpected bumps appear around 40-80 Hz. 2. Use a bus compressor on the bass group with mild gain reduction, around 1-2 dB, to glue low-end elements. Common mistakes to avoid: over-warping, extreme grain size and flux settings destroy pitch intelligibility. Dart subtle stereo artifacts in the sub. Forgetting to mono the sub causes phase cancellation on club systems. Saturating before sub control. Heavy distortion before you lock sub mono makes the low end uncontrollable. Overside chaining. Too aggressive ducking removes drive. Aim for movement, not total disappearance. Automating everything at once. Limit to 2-3 focal automations per tension build to keep consistency. Pro tips: use very small clip transpose ramps 0.1-0.5 semitones for energy. Reserve big jumps for effect moments. Duplicate the wobble. One track dry slash clean for sub and one for texture. High pass the texture at tilde 120 Hz so you can destroy the top end without harming the sub. For Photex style groove, edit transient distances manually, plus or minus 2-8 ms nudges, rather than heavy quantize. Gain stage. Set utility pre to minus 6 dB if your chain clips easily and check meters after devices. For a dramatic pre-drop tension, automate a narrow boost around 1-2 kHz along with frequency shifter and increase grain delay feedback. Then cut to the drop. Mini practice exercise goal. Build a 4-bar ramp that becomes tenser and then cuts to silence on the downbeat. 1. Take a 4-bar loop. Enable texture grain size 40 ms, flux 15%. 2. Set up grain delay at 1/16, frequency shifter, and a saturator return. 3. Automate over 4 bars, clip transpose, ramp plus 1 semitone, grain delay dry slash wet, 0% to 40%, frequency shifter mix, 0% to 35%, send to saturator, 0% to plus 6 dB send level. 4. Add a sidechain compressor key to a 4 on the floor kick, engaging sidechain only on the last 2 bars. 5. On the downbeat, automate utility gain to minus inf to cut to silence. Export and compare to your dry version. Recap: we use texture warp for granular control, clip transpose for micro pitch motion, grain delay and frequency shifter for texture, EQ8 and utility for sub control and M/S shaping, multiband dynamics for clarity, parallel saturation for harmonics, and sidechain plus targeted automation to preserve clarity and build tension. Practice the mini exercise and iterate with subtlety. Small changes create that precise Photec-like tension. Final coach notes. Workflow and mindset: think of the wobble as two jobs. A mono sub foundation that must be immovable, and a textured top that provides motion and aggression. Do most creative processing on the top. Texture mode is non-linear. If pitch artifacts appear, reduce flux before changing grain size. For CPU savings and stability, consolidate or resample heavy warp edits once you're happy. Keep a reference dry copy so you can revert. Check mono compatibility and test on multiple systems. The wobble should translate even on small speakers. The most Photec-esque feel comes from surgical restraint. Pick a few parameters to push and let the rest support. That's it. Set up your chain, lock the sub, add texture, and automate tension into the build. Have fun and keep the edits small and purposeful.